Champagne, cocaine, gasoline, and most things in between.
Welcome, guys, to Listen at Your Own Risk. This is Reading Pipers with Marcus. So, today I'm an actual host, because we actually have somebody. We have Johnny!
Heyo!
Shut up, gosh. That's all you can speak? Gosh, news. Just kidding, I got no idea what I'm doing. Alright, so he will be speaking on his paper he wrote, and you can all tell us the title of your paper and just kind of give a general gist about what it is.
Alright, well, this was written for my college Composition 121 class. It's a rhetorical analysis of a vintage advertisement of cocaine toothache drops given to children in the 1800s.
Damn. So you guys got to try cocaine, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, perfect. And your professor, was his name Professor X?
Nope.
No, Professor X.
Okay. No.
What was his name?
Professor Gila.
Professor Gila. This is just about as good. I like that. Professor Gila. Helicopter. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. That was dumb. Anyways, all right, so you go ahead and let's get started on your paper.
All right, here we go. Cocaine toothache drops is the product that is advertised in this vintage ad that depicts two young children building a miniature toy house outside of a white fence enclosure, securing a hidden-away home. This drug-based product is displayed on a flashcard-sized ad that was probably in the newspaper in the year 1885. In the useful text written on the right side of the ad, it states where you can purchase the cocaine toothache drops and who the manufacturer is. The cocaine toothache drop vintage ad is a great representation of the rhetorical appeal's logos, ethos, and pathos. Price is only one item of logo shown in this vintage ad. 15 cent.
Can I interrupt?
Oh, definitely.
Wow, you're so polite. I love it. All right. Can you tell us what logos, ethos, and pathos mean? Because I already forgot.
They are rhetorical appeals. Logos stands for, like, the logic and just, like, the information given. Ethos is its credibility.
Cool.
And pathos is the emotion evoked from seeing this ad.
Thank you.
Price is only one item of logos shown in this vintage ad. 15 cents was the cost of cocaine toothache drops in 1885. Cocaine was a regular used drug in the 1800s and the early 1900s.
Yeah, it was.
Some of the products it was used in includes painkillers, and Coca-Cola had it in their soft drinks, which explains why it was common to have ads registered in newspapers for cocaine advertisement of medical products similar to the toothache drops, and advertised to be consumed by children. Lloyd Manufacturing Company, which was located at 219 Hudson Avenue, Albany, New York, produced the cocaine toothache drops. Lloyd Manufacturing posted on their ad that their cocaine toothache drops were for sale at all druggists. Two children are the focus in the art for the cocaine toothache drops advertisement, and whoever created this ad was relying on the reputation that kids have for suffering from toothaches. Therefore, this ad appeals to the unfortunate parents who have children with toothaches. Instantaneous cure is boldly stated right under the writing of this product.
Kind of is.
This statement is full of ethos because the drugs affect every person differently, and this and the ad is saying that it has quickly healed the people who have taken it. Lloyd Manufacturing had a name for itself and was probably trusted by the population at the time. Ethos was one of the tools that Lloyd Manufacturing used to sell their product by focusing on the people who suffer from toothaches.
Yeah, you don't have to say that. It's all good.
The children drawn in the ad look in pain, with their eyes closed and trying to focus on building their toy house to distract them from the suffering that they are going through with having a toothache. These youths were also closed off from the comfort of a house by a fence, leaving you sorry for any child who must bear the torture of having a toothache, and wishing that your own children will never have to indulge the pain of toothaches. Luckily, The Lloyd Manufacturing Company offers a fast-acting cure to save anyone from the heartache of toothaches. Mm. There is an emotional reliever of joy that follows the sadness of the children being in agony. Because the cocaine toothache drops offer the wonderful hope to stop all the pain and misery immediately. This vintage ad is chock full of logos, ethos, and pathos. The Lloyd Manufacturing Company probably obtained a substantial amount of business from this advertisement in 1885. But if this ad was registered in current times, it would have been rejected immediately for the implications of giving narcotics to a child. Overall, this vintage advertisement had great selling points and directed anyone who was interested in it where to find it.
Awesome. So this place is still open, correct?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Right. For sure no.
For sure no. Yeah. In other words, it's just the just a kind of instant cure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it made you feel great. I mean, I don't know. I think it would.
I haven't tried cocaine.
No.
God, I miss cocaine.
That's a good quote. Yeah, so, well, anything else you would like to add about the research you did into this? About maybe, did you do any research on to, like, people getting addicted to, like, toothache drops? Or I know people got addicted to Coca-Cola because it had cocaine in it also. But
I'm sure there's probably some people who got addicted to it. I didn't really go into the research and who all suffered from that or like the repercussions, but pretty positive. It's a pretty addicting drug, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Giving it to a child at a young age. Starting addictions early on.
The right way to parent. Bring your kids to our manufacturer or any druggist. I like that word, druggist. Druggist.
Pharmacist is used way too often, so druggist.
I know. I can call pharmacist druggist now.
That's,
I mean,
what they are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I don't really necessarily go to druggist or pharmacists, you could say, but that often. So, thank you for being on here.
Yeah, I was honored. My pleasure.
You shouldn't be. Thank you. I appreciate it. Alright, so that was another episode of Reading Papers with Marcus featuring Jonathan Hoiva. His address and social security number
are unknown.
Just kidding. His credit card information and his username, and this is what he looks like, and you can change your hair color because his hair color actually has changed right now. So,
yeah. Peace!
Peace!